The Life Practice Dojo. Our bodies are built to conform to our environment, at least to an extent. Humans have thrived in all kinds of different environments. One way to see this is how humans have developed all kinds of different farming techniques based on the location, cutting flat spaces out of mountains, etc. All of the different ways humans have thrived require different thinking and behaving, none of which are programmed into us. This is our unique angle as a species. Infinite learning both in body and in mind. Just doing push-ups proves this. However many push-ups you can do now, you can do a lot more. This requires exercising and literally breaking down muscle fiber so they grow back stronger. Learning how to farm in different areas all involve learning things from others that are not hardwired into our brains. Learning through trial and error. Before school was invented, everything was learned by a kind of apprenticeship, either copying from adults by trial and error in ancient farming communities, or copying adults slowly and meticulously through mentorship. But because of regular school, this idea seems foreign. The idea of learning mathematics through trial and error seems strange. We are supposed to watch the teacher write down or solve a bunch of equations and then know how to do it ourselves. Sure, they give us homework, but they should call it practice. But because it's called homework, it sounds like something we want to finish as quickly and painlessly as possible. But what if all subjects were taught like practice? You need to practice remembering ideas. You need to practice writing about those ideas. You need to practice solving those math problems. In sports and music, they do call it practice. And there isn't a test where you leave behind one level and embrace the next level. You just keep practicing until you are ready to get to the next level. This is an ideal model through which to see life. Never-ending practice. Practice going on job interviews. Practice talking to strangers. Practice talking to attractive people. Practice giving speeches. This takes all the pressure off. Nobody goes to baseball practice with any kind of performance anxiety. You show up, you practice, and then you go home. What if the entirety of Western education was framed as practice? What if your parents said, when you were a kid, have fun at learning practice today? What if your math teacher said, okay kids, today we are going to practice a new equation-solving technique here in the math dojo? What would that be like? How much more enjoyable would life be? You can make that change right now on your own. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.